the first time we ever had a little bit of kale growing was it came from a bit of birdseed packet. So we were wondering what the hell it was for a little while there, but we done a bit of research on it, and yeah, it was about the time when it started to become the new superfood of the country. So we decided to buy some commercial seed and give it a go. So last year, that was our first year of doing it.
Yeah, a little bit last year, and then this year you've planted more.
Yeah, so last year we might have had about 20 or 30 plants, which, you know, produced some really good kale out of. It was our first year, so it's always a bit of trial and error. And then this year we decided to put in a few more, so we had maybe 150 plants in for the year. We use a lot more mulch and a bit of fertiliser and give it heaps of water this year, and it really did, yeah, shoot off. And we got bunches of it.
Season's pretty much come to an end now. You're happy with how the year went?
Yeah, it's fantastic, mate. We've had a lot of support from Darwin people this year. You know, we've gone away from dealing with wholesalers now, you know, sticking more to the market, delivering directly to the people. People are loving it. You know, we're getting a lot of support.
What's it like to grow in the top end? I've always seen it as a thing you're plonking the ground down south.
Yeah, it's usually a winter crop. So a lot of people are sort of doubtful if we actually grow it. You know, you go to the markets these days and sometimes you're sceptical about what's growing up here and what's not. But, yeah, we sell what we grow. So it's definitely, it's not easy work growing kale up here especially. But, you know, it's you know, this year it's been a nice, cool winter. So it's been, every day is, you know, basically been standard. So we haven't had the heavy rains in the middle of the dry season, which has helped out big time. So yeah, it's just been consistent.
Have you found there's any challenges?
Insects.
Yep.
Up in the north here. So that's why we do a lot of companion planting. So we try and mix and match a few things together, and it helps out with the influx of insects. But yeah, we've got some good organic insecticides that we use these days, but yeah, it's tough, but we're getting our head around it.
What sort of companion plants are going next to the kale?
Well, we put some broccoli and cauliflower next to them. So we found that if you put too much of one thing in one section, then you're going to get too many insects coming through. So if there's only a few plants and then you've got a few plants of something else, then, you know, the big breeders like your Heliathus and things like that, then they don't seem to take off. You know, they just don't have the food there to grow in big numbers when they don't have a lot of food.
So you've had no trouble in selling your organic kale?
Oh, no trouble at all, mate. Darwin loves kale. There's no doubt about it. So, yeah, we've struggled. The biggest struggle we've had is to pick it every day and deliver it to the market. So, you know, we pick everything fresh, basically on the day that we take it to market. So it's a lot of work, a lot of waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning and headlamps on. So it's, it's the biggest struggle for us is to supply it.
So what's the plan for next year then?
Well, bigger and better, hopefully, next year. Hopefully we can get into a few more markets and, yeah, get our name across Darwin a bit more. People are really appreciating what we do. We appreciate their help. There's no doubt about that. Without the support that we've had from Darwin, we wouldn't have what we've got now. So wouldn't mind putting in a bit more kale next year. We grew a lot of Russian kale this year, which is your red kale. We're going to sort of see if we can get a bit more, a few more varieties in next year. So your curly kale and your, I think there's a really deep purple kale there that you can get as well. So yeah, we'll get a few more varieties in and just see what we can do.
And is this all for the top end market, or would you consider putting something on a truck?
Nah, we're not really interested in selling anything south. We'd rather keep it local. And we're a local family. We've been doing this, you know, family business for quite a while now. And, you know, we'd rather keep it a family business. You know, when we start employing people, then it starts getting a bit big for our liking. But, you know, we're trying to supply fresh local produce to Darwin. You know, that's our main goal right now. And the support that we're getting is keeping us busy. So that's enough for now, I think.
It's a very hip produce for the moment. And I think there's still a lot of people you know, seen it a lot, but still not quite sure on what to do with it. How do you use kale when you're cooking here on your farm?
The advice that I give to people is don't boil it and don't steam it. Otherwise, you'll probably never eat it again. But like where you put it through stir fries, you can put it through at the end of a curry. A lot of people use it for juices and things like that. So it's definitely a trending product at the moment.
It is. Well, thanks for showing us your crop, and I hope the wet season treats you well. Cheers.
No worries, mate. Thank you.